seventh parak of Bamitzia, ninth Mishnah. Since we said that there's a difference between an oinus and another oinus in respect to a shem or safash or a seifer, that that's an oinus is potter if it's kneva veidis chayiv. So now the Mishnah brings there's some circumstances to define what it is. Zeiv echad, if one wolf came to attack his sheep, then that's not an oinus, but a good shepherd can control it. Of the shdei zeivim oinus, the two of them came, that's already something that you can't expect the shepherd to control. It's a time that these the wolves are going wild and they're going all over the place, and even if you see one of them, that's already they have a little more. The wolves at that time have more self confidence. It's considered an oinus. Snake love an oinus, even though two wolves is an oinus, but two dogs, something that person can control, it's not an oinus. Yadua Bavli Oimer, this Tana called Yadua Bavli says, Shem Rabbi Meir, Yeruach Echad Ein Oinus, Mishay Ruchais Oinus. If the wolf is coming from one direction, that he can control. To come from two directions simultaneously, that's out of his control. Alista Mariz Oinus, if robbers, thieves, bandits, whatever you want to call them, came, that is also a type of Oinus. So, what do you mean? We said before that Geneva is Potter. So, Geneva is talking about that he will. Aside, the Gneva is Chayiv. Gneva is Chayiv in a case where somebody broke into his house. But if an armed Ganav came to him, that's his listen, that's considered an oinus. He can't put up against. Yeah. Ari, Vadoy, Vanom, Vabadalis, Vanochashay is oinus. Any of these wild animals, a lion or a bear or a tiger, leopard, whatever, different types of wild cats are all and a snake is considered the animals which you cannot control, and it's an oinus. A Moslem is man, Shabome Aleim. He could say it's an oinus if they came to him. If he went on a way, on a path which he knew, which is a dangerous path, and Chanami, this is his problem.